Hey, you guys. Oh my goodness. This is the first episode of the Shadow Diamond podcast for 2022. I am recording it right now. It's January 11th at 12:43 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, I'm so excited. I woke up today just in a very, I guess, joyous mode. Nothing like really special happened. It was a nice little mood shift, and I don't really know what did it. It could have been praying before bed. It could have been just, I don't know. But this podcast episode is the best way for me to get started or launch this year off right. And I know y'all are like, Cash, it's almost 2 weeks into the new year, but I had a little minor setback. So as of right now, this is just turn 2022 for me, okay? And I'll go into what I mean in a different episode. But long story short, we had positive COVID test in my house, so I've been quarantining, spending time with the babies and stuff like that. But we're at the tail end of it. We're getting back rolling and going, and I'm just so excited to see what the rest of 2022 is about to be like. Even though, yes, I started it off on a hot mess express train. But we're not gonna talk about that right now. We're gonna talk about moving forward, going forward. And this episode is gonna be just about my word for 2022. I don't know if you guys are the type of people that create a word, or not create a word, but have a word for the year. I've been doing it probably for like the past 3 or 4 years now, and honestly, excuse me, and honestly, it's been amazing. I'm not going to even act like I've been a perfect person when it comes to sticking to my word, but I feel like this year is the year that I'm actually going to stick to my word throughout the year. So my word for this year was uncomfortable. And I know that seems like a really weird word for a word for the year, but it's a word that came to me. I was actually at church, and I went to a Sunday lunch, and it's just basically like you're connecting with other people in the church, you're connecting with people that's involved in the church, and they kind of like you pick their brains, they pick your brain to see if you want to if you want to get more involved in the church, which I do. I grew up preacher's grandkid, both sides. My dad's dad is a pastor, a preacher, pastor, reverend, whatever, I don't know. And then my mom's mom, that's funny, my dad's dad and my mom's mom. But my mom's mom, my Nana, I love her so much. She was a pastor as well. So I grew up smack dab, like being raised in a church. And honestly, when I lost my Nana, it's something that I was like, I need to get back into. Like, it's something that we had together, something that we loved doing together. One other thing that we loved doing together, and McDonald's, I'm kind of upset with you. The steak and cheese bagel from McDonald's was our thing, and McDonald's discontinued it. So what I got now to remember my Nana by, besides my daughter, named after her, is church and the relationship with God and how important it was to her, and something that she's instilled in me forever. And as I grew up, I got away from it. But as a mom myself, I'm getting back into it, and I'm so excited. But back to my word of the year, you guys, uncomfortable. So nothing good. I know it sounds very cliche, but nothing good comes from your comfort zone. And I know you hear that all the time, but as I was talking to these people in the church, and they're just like, their word of the year, their word of the year. They even had, let me tell you how like aligned this church is with me. A dream of mine that's been put on my heart for a long time. I was speaking to somebody of the church, and my dream was also their dream. And it's crazy, not crazy, it's amazing how that happened. And then they were talking about Word of the Year. And they had a Christmas tree. I'm thinking it's like just people's names on this Christmas tree. No, the Christmas tree is full of words of the year. And they're like, you can write a word and put it on the tree, or you can take a word that you need. And I'm just like, oh goodness, this is the church for me, right? Okay, so comfortable. Yeah, uncomfortable. Causing or feeling uneasy or awkwardness. Okay. Causing or feeling slight pain or physical discomfort. Ooh, these definitions. Let's see. I'm just looking up the word so I can give you guys. I don't like some of these words. I mean, some of these synonyms and definitions, but uncomfortable is my word, whether I like what it means or not. And like I said, I did uncomfortable because even, excuse me, y'all, I'm not coughing because of COVID. I'm coughing because I need something to drink. So bear with me one second. Okay, we're good. So, uncomfortable is my word because even if it's not a great circumstance or ideally where I want to be, there was some level of comfort in that struggle that I don't want to get my girls used to, and I don't want to be used to myself. But like I said, it was comfortable in the struggle and breaking out of that struggle, breaking generational curses, creating generational blessings and things like that. It's uncomfortable. It's not easy. There's going to be a lot of pushback from not only from outsiders, but your inside as well. So you're going to have to be okay with being uncomfortable. So that's why I chose the word. Because like I said, I've been stuck, quote unquote, stuck in situations, and it might not be ideal. I might be wanting to climb my way out of it, but I'm so used to being in that situation. And like I said, it gets to a level of comfort that I sit in it because it's like, it's what I know. Let's take my job for instance. I got a promotion, and yeah, y'all can clap for me. Thanks. I got a promotion, and at first, I was very uneasy about the promotion because I intended to, when I went into the interview, I intended to get a new building to launch. I can mold this team. It's my team. I can mold this team into who I need my team to be. I can make this team a reflection of me, okay? My work ethic, I can like raise them, quote unquote, in that as a part of leadership, I can raise them in that and who I want my team to be. But God had other plans. So I went to one of the oldest buildings in Georgia. It's not super old, but it's a veteran building, let's say that. It's been around for like 6 years. 6 or I think 2015. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm like 6 years. That's not 6 years no more. It's 2022. 7 years. So it's been around for 7 years, and some of these people there, they've been in there longer than me, and it's different. It's not a sort center, it's a fulfillment center. So they run different. A lot of stuff is different. A lot of people are stuck in their ways. So I felt some type of way about going there. I didn't want to do that because I had the comfort of a sort center, and I had the comfort of launching the site that I was at. I wasn't in a technical leadership position, but I was new to that site and everybody else was new. So we were able to mesh well together. We learned our strengths, our weaknesses, and how we can help each other in that. And I didn't see that being possible at a site that's already been established. So instead of me pushing back and saying, hey, you know what, I don't think I want to do this right now, I want to wait for another site that's gonna, be newer so I can mold my team into what I need to be, I was like, you know what, I need to get out my comfort zone. My comfort zone is this and this and this and this. But in order for me to excel in anything, I need to break out of that comfort zone. So let's circle back around to uncomfortable. It's not a bad thing. Like I said, I don't like these definitions that they're giving me. I didn't like the definitions that they're giving me, but I like the meaning that I'm putting on it. I like the twist that I'm putting on it. I don't want to be comfortable, you know? I know that sounds crazy, but I don't want to ever feel like I've arrived. I don't want to receive a status that I feel like that's it. That's the comfort. This is great. I don't, because I'm gonna feel like I'm always settling. There's always something out there better, more that you can do that's for you. Like, God didn't want us to live a life of struggle. God wants us to have an abundant life. God wants, we need to live an abundant life, and we're not gonna get that abundant life or create that abundant life by sitting in our comfort zone. The comfort zone is not somewhere where you, what's the word I'm looking for? You're excited to be in. Comfort zone is not the end zone. The end zone, it's an exciting place. The end zone, you reach the end zone, you know that your team is killing it. You know there's a possibility that you're going to win the game the more times you get in the end zone, right? The comfort zone, no. The comfort zone does not work the same way. The comfort zone is a nice little tiny box that you just stay in and you just sit there and nothing good comes out of there. There might be some people that are like homebodies, right? They like to just stay at home and that's their jam. That's what floats their boat. But even then, there's people that home might be their comfort zone, just being home, just watching TV, chilling, wasting time on Netflix. But then there might be somebody else that's like, hey, let's say, let's speak on stay-at-home moms. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I might be wrong. If you're a stay-at-home mom listening to this, let me know if I'm wrong or not. But stay-at-home moms, there seems to be a lot of them that get in a position, not in a position, but they want to help. They want to do more. Yes, they're raising a whole entire family, but they want to help financially, right? There's people that do that. Then there's people that don't really give a crap to help financially, so they're just chilling and taking care of the babies, which is a, it's a work in itself. Let me, I don't want anybody to think I'm discrediting that. I'm a working mom. I understand being home with the girls these past 2 weeks, stay at home moms. I want to give you guys a high five and a hug and a bottle of wine, okay? I get it, I get it, I get it. But there was some level of, there's some people that their husband might be making six figures. They can work from home and they're comfortable in that. And then there's some people that their husband might make six figures. They're working from home, but they're not comfortable in that. They want more. They want the freedom that can come with having their own income or doing something else or being able to pick up another hobby. But there's two different people. It's somebody, the stay-at-home mom that's in the comfort zone and likes being there, and that's what she loves. And then there's the stay-at-home mom that is ready to break the mold out of what a stay-at-home mom is. It's not just somebody that's cleaning all day and cooking all day and taking care of babies, but they can also be providing financially, helping their husband. But like I said, the difference between the two is somebody allowed themselves to not be so comfortable in that comfort zone. They allowed themselves to feel that uncomfortableness. I don't even know if that's a word. They allowed their self to feel that uncomfortableness, and now they're doing something about it. They're getting active. They might be making Etsy cups and selling courses, whatever it is. But I'm saying this to say that that person got in a position of where they were uncomfortable and they decided to do something about it. So, uncomfortable is the best word for me for this year, because not gonna lie, I was comfortable. I was uncomfortable in the struggle for a while. I was comfortable somewhat when I was on government assistance, when I would had to, when I got to use food stamps to provide for the girls, and I was comfortable working a part-time job and being able to pay my bills that way. I was, there was some level of comfort, but then I also got in a position where I'm like, this isn't what I want my life to be. This is me wanting more. This is me wanting more, you know? This is me wanting to not only be working part-time and staying on government assistance. It's not fun. I'm not gonna lie, government assistance is not fun. Sitting there and having to waste hours in the waiting room, somebody to tell you this, that, whatever, it's not fun. It was a level uncomfortable enough for me to say, you know what? I don't want to have to depend on government assistance. I want to make so, like, be careful what y'all wish for, okay? I want to make enough, I want to make money to where I can't be on government assistance. Y'all, that was probably one of the dumbest things I ever manifested in my life. If I can be honest, because you have to realize, you have to, your words hold power. So now, I know I'm like being real. Y'all, bear with me, okay? So now I make too much for government assistance, but I'm in this limbo area of where I make too much for government assistance, but I need it. You know, it's like taking care of a house, rent, insurance, car note, car insurance, food, lights, bills on top of bills on top of bills on top of bills. So now I'm in a position where I'm uncomfortable again. Like, yes, I'm paying my bills, but I want to do more than just pay my bills. My babies talk about, they watch stuff on YouTube and they see little girls and going to Disney World. I want to do that. And again, I can't give them that life if I'm so comfortable in this position. So to me, I need to break out that comfort zone. I need to get uncomfortable. I need to be okay with being uncomfortable. That's why that is my word for this year. Because I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I just created, I think, when was it? What's today? The 11th. So I probably created it on the 9th. I didn't even create it. I converted a different Instagram that I created for my online business and then turned it into something for the homeless outreach thing I was trying to do. I converted that over to a podcast Instagram. Just gonna drop that right there. The podcast Instagram, if you guys want to go follow it, if you're not following it, is Shattered Diamond Podcast. That's it. Search for us on Instagram. But I wasn't, sorry if you guys can hear the girls screaming. I overslept and did not send them to school today, okay? But I was praying on it and I was just like, I don't know. I'm not really, I'm still trying to get comfortable, right? I'm still trying to get comfortable on narrowing my niche for my personal page and growing there so I can be of assistance, I guess, to other people. I could grow that way. But as I was cleaning up my Instagram, my personal Instagram, I ran across a friend that was still following this other Instagram. And I was like, you know what? Cash, get up out your bed, convert that Instagram into your podcast Instagram. Again, uncomfortable. That was an uncomfortable situation because it's like I haven't even reached anywhere near 10K on my personal Instagram. And I'm like, okay, when I get to 10K on here, then I'll create a podcast Instagram. Nope, that was a bunch of baloney. I'm like I said, I don't want to ever feel like I arrived. So now I am growing both of these Instagrams at the same time. It's uncomfortable. It's going to take a lot of work. But my word for this year is uncomfortable. So, like I said, I have to push into it. You have to push and do it. So, I want to, if you guys don't take anything else from this podcast, I want you guys to pick a word for this year. Whenever you're listening to it, whether you have a word or you don't, pick a word for this year. You don't have to share with everybody else. You don't have to make a post about it. If you want to, if you felt led to do that, then go ahead and do that. But pick a word for this year, commit to that word, look up the definition. If you're like me, you don't like the definition of what it says, create your own. So I'm done with this week's episode. Oh my goodness, you guys, I'm so happy and excited to be back. I didn't even tell you guys, I am sitting at my desk that I repurposed myself, and it just came together so nicely. I think that's honestly what gave me the nice little push to wake up today and just be grateful. So, again, pick your word of the year. Tag me. Tag me on Instagram. I gotta get off. The girls are having a wrestling match. But thank you guys so much for listening. Share this with your friends. Post it on your stories. Tag us in it. You can tag me on my personal page at Cash K or at the Shadow Diamond Podcast. Me, Shadow Diamond Podcast. Thanks. Love you. Mwah.